Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. Glad that you tuned in. And if you like hearing The Good Stuff and other programs like this, please let your radio station know about it, and they'll try to find more of that programming for you, I'm sure. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customers. Base. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota, going on this week. This is the 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood, running through Saturday. 19 times pro rodeo of the year. Rodeo performances Wednesday through Saturday. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood through Saturday. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
While you're in the Black Hills for the Days of 76, stop by Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Call 605-642-5884.
And Home on the Range, Champions Ride. This is the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, coming up Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th, at Home on the Range. That's Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time, of course. For more information, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Well, today it's a poem that we're going to talk about to slow down, all right? It's called The Slow Dance, all right? And I don't know where this came from. Once again, it was sent in to Jim here a while back, but I thought it'd be interesting as we kind of get to what they would call the dog days of summer, that maybe slow down a little bit. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading night? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you? Do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lay in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You'd better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Ever told your child, we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste, not see his sorrow? Ever lost touch, let a good friendship die, because you never had time to call and say hi? You'd better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life is not a race. Do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. And again, I don't have an author on that, but we appreciate getting that in the mail. You know, a while back on the program, I started the differences between men and women. So I thought, well, maybe we'd get you some more of those in there today. And this is, when it comes to going out, when a man says he's ready to go out, it means he's ready to go out. When a woman says that she's ready to go out, it means she will be ready to go out as soon as she finds her other earring, finishes putting on her makeup, and whatever else might come along there as well. Okay? When it comes to shoes, when preparing for work, a woman will put on a Mondi wool suit and then slip into Reebok sneakers. She'll carry her dress shoes in a plastic bag from Saks. When a woman gets to work, she'll put on her dress shoes. 5 minutes later, she'll kick them off because her feet are under the desk. A man will wear one pair of shoes for the entire day. Okay, now this is where it gets serious. When it comes to leg warmers are sexy. A woman, even if she's walking the dog or doing the dishes, is allowed to wear leg warmers. She can even wear them anytime she wants. A man can only wear leg warmers if he is auditioning for Give Me the Ball number in Chorus Line. And when it comes to cats, women love cats. Men say they love cats, but when women aren't looking, men kick cats. So keep that in mind as well. And the telephone. Men see the telephone as a communication tool. They use the telephone to send short messages to other people. A woman can visit her girlfriend for 2 weeks, and then upon returning home, she'll call the same friend, and they'll talk for 3 hours. No offense there, ladies, just the difference between men and women here on The Good Stuff.